Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now and what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. This week, we've partnered up with KiwiBank, who's kindly lent us their expert, Hayley Tito, Senior Product Manager for Everyday Banking, and we're talking savings and how to actually want to do it. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. Hayley, I don't know about you, but when I look back at some of my past financial behavior, I mean, I've got a book called Tales from a Financial Hot Mess. So we all know where that's going. When I look at some of those things I've done that I'm not so proud of, it's almost always been a bit of a motivation issue. There's been other things in there, but motivation has been huge. It's one thing, I think, to make the numbers stack up. But if you don't have a reason to stick to it, I feel like most of us just simply won't do it. How about you?
Yeah, I agree. It is motivation. And it's those lazy spending habits, I think, creeping in. You know, too many trips to the supermarket, especially at the moment. Not being organized with, oh, I hate it. I go in for like two things and I leave like $100 with one bag of shopping. It's terrible. But also, I feel life just gets on top of us sometimes. Whenever I decide I want to kind of crack down and get saving and cut costs, it's insurance or rates time. Anyone who owns a home at the moment has got their recent rates bill is horrified. Toilet breaks, I don't know, something happens. It just kind of really tests your resolve on your savings goal.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, when those things sneak up on you as well, it's like you've got that mental whiplash of, no, I wasn't ready for this. And also now I just have to deal with it. So where do we start for setting a realistic goal that we can actually stick to?
So KiwiBank did a study earlier this year to look at the state of savings in Aotearoa. And we found that just 41% of Kiwi are regularly putting money aside. So do want to acknowledge that in this high cost of living environment, it's really tough out there. However, we did find in this research that many Kiwi do have goals. And it's linked to travel, setting up emergency funds, and also paying down their debt. I think having goals that really excite you and set clear deadlines can help make saving a bit more doable and motivating. So think about how long it might take you to get there. Do the maths backwards and work it out. I think get realistic. So saving for a house versus a girl's trip to Melbourne for a weekend are very different goals and they're going to take different times. I think put your finances on autopilot. So get automated with your savings. I think I mentioned this in a previous episode. It's something that I did a few years ago that, you know, everything's automated now and it just helps me stay on top of things a lot better. I think the key thing with savings is even if you can only afford to put aside a small amount of money each pay, then just do it. Those few dollars will eventually add up and you will start forming a good saving habit, which we also spoke about previously is learned. It's not something that you can just flick a switch on overnight.
Oh, exactly. And I think when you're talking there about having those goals that you can see and that excite you, so important. I feel like what trips a lot of people up with savings is they do it because they feel like they should. Because, you know, some money expert told them it's a good idea to have savings, and it is. But if that's the reason you're doing it, I would not stick to that. Whereas if you're thinking, I want to buy a house and it's going to take me 5 years if I do this, and in the meantime, I can also save for this girl's trip to Melbourne, it's going to take me 6 months if I do this. You've got your fun savings, you've got your long-term savings. Even if it's only little bits going in there, once it's real and a goal that you can see and you want, that's a totally different ballgame, right?
Yeah, I think it's, when you're just speaking there, I was thinking about the kind of the difference between like a goal and a purpose. So, you know, you can have a goal that I want to have, you know, $5,000 in my emergency fund. Why? Why do I want $5,000 in an emergency fund? Well, it's so if my car breaks, I can afford to fix it. It is so I can sleep better at night. It's so I know if there is a family tangi or a funeral that I need to get to, I've got the funds there. So there's kind of a purpose behind that goal. And so I'd really recommend thinking about the purpose for both the things. You know, why do I want a home? It's helping me set up for, you know, a future. Why do I need the girls' weekend in Melbourne? Because I need to escape the kids. You know, like, so I think if you can kind of put them together, then that's great. Because you can have goals just for the sake of a goal. But I think if you can build in some purpose behind that goal, that's where it gets really motivating.
Yeah. And the savings don't always have to be entirely worthy. It doesn't always have to be, I'm saving for a house because I'm a good girl. It's, you know, a girls' weekend in Melbourne is a totally legitimate, awesome savings goal. Have some fun savings too. I had someone comment on one of my posts the other day that they keep themselves motivated for saving, but they have fun savings for things like a little bit of a trip away. And they were only putting in $10 a week. It was just chipping away as they could at the moment. But they matched that $10 into more long-term savings. They had the fun savings and the long-term savings. It was 20 bucks a week all up. And she was sticking to it great. And I loved that comment. I love when people talk to me about these tips and tricks they do like that. Because you can have fun savings. That's not only fine, that's good, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think sometimes with money, you know, it can be a taboo subject. And, you know, we know Kiwis aren't great at talking about kind of their money situations. And there probably is a little bit of, you know, maybe embarrassment that, oh, I'm spending this money here and I don't have XYZ of what people think I should have at this stage in life. But you got to find a balance. And, you know, we work hard to earn money, so you should be able to play hard at the same time. And sometimes that means wasting it, you know, like in other people's eyes, but it's, who cares? It's your money.
Exactly. Exactly. You do not need other people's permission for what you do with your money. As long as it's all, you know, happening in a healthy way, that's fine. I think as well, you know, I just mentioned about the woman who commented and said she was doing 20 bucks a week all up, 10 bucks into each account. And for some people, saving regularly really helps. There are also some people who like to do things like a bit of a sprint effort where you go really hard for a while and then relax a bit. What do you think? Do you have a favorite between those two methods?
I think it depends on your goals and what you're saving for. If your lack of savings is keeping you awake at night, or you know your car is going in for a warrant in 3 months and it's not going to pass, it's going to die, and you're going to need a new family vehicle, you know, in those certain sort of scenarios, you might want to just knuckle down and do a sprint and go hard for that period of time so you can, you know, sleep better at night, having a better emergency savings buffer, and you know you're going to be able to take the kids to school in your new car, then definitely do that. Kind of what I was talking about earlier is around you have to find balance in life and you have to be able to find a sustainable savings plan. So if you're saving for next winter's ski holiday or you are saving for a house, you want to be able to go out for a meal with your friends. You want to be able to buy some new clothes and treat yourself every now and then. So you just need to find a pace that's going to work for you, that's going to allow you to enjoy life at the same time.
Life is full of ups and downs. So no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the tools to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi. And I think the key is as well, when we talk about things like sprint efforts, you hinted at it there, that there needs to be an end goal, there needs to be a deadline, because you cannot sprint constantly. This is why, you know, we have sprints and we have marathons. And if you watch the runners, they are running at entirely different paces and with very different levels of effort, because you cannot sprint for a marathon length. You absolutely can't. So it's good when there's a goal in mind, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think about when we were saving for our first house. I was on maternity leave, so, you know, reduced income, no income. And we were absolutely sprinting. Like, we wanted to get out of a rental and into a home. And you're going to laugh. This is, you know, about 7 or 8 years ago now. But our treat was our local fish and chip shop up the road. They did like a $12 like pack for a family. And that was our treat for a week. And we did that for 6 months. We didn't kind of have other spending. I remember my husband going to work. Sometimes he'd forget to take his lunch and he'd just starve. I'm not advocating that, but, you know, we were on a sprint and we had really, you know, those hard goals where we wanted to achieve it. And hard work, you know, like it does produce results at the end of the day. And we still go through that now. If we want to renovate or something in our home, we just go back to that sprinting. I don't think you can buy fish and chips for a family for $12 8 years later, though. So, you know, yeah, it's a little bit more. But we cut down. Like, I've been through both of those kind of scenarios of sprinting, but also finding a more sustainable savings plan.
I love, though, that even when you're in sprint mode, you still kept a small treat, a manageable level of treat. I do think that's another thing that's an underrated aspect of staying motivated to save is find something that maybe if someone's really knuckling down, it might even be a free treat, but finding something that's a little bit of joy in your life, having something that's either cheap or free that keeps that happiness, that sparkle going, because you cannot have this grim one foot in front of another for 6 months, right?
No, it's just not sustainable. You'll crash and burn. You'll go into your savings. You'll treat yourself and feel great and then just feel gross later when you realize what you've done. So, yeah, not advocating at all to be so restrictive on yourself. You've got to live. You've got to enjoy life too.
Yeah. What about different types of accounts? Because there are different savings accounts. Can different types of accounts be used to support this saving behavior and keep you going?
Yeah, so it's important to understand your savings style when choosing a savings account. So if you need help to stop dipping into savings, there are accounts where you have to give a notice period before you can withdraw that money. If you want to earn interest but need to be able to access your money regularly and immediately, there are on-call options. And if you did have a set amount of money that you wanted to lock away, earning an agreed interest rate for an agreed period of time, term deposits are a great option. I think we spoke about this in a prior episode as well. So they're a low risk investment option that close to retirement or potential first home buyers can use when the share market might just be too risky for their current appetite.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's Hayley Tito from Kiwi Bank. Give us the inside word on making those savings goals a little bit easier. Now, if you have more questions on this, anything else to do with money, send them through. We can do a future episode on them for you. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Frances Cook NZ. So send those questions through there. And there's also heaps more money content for you. Don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so you get even more tips and tricks with your money. As Hayley says, we've talked about all sorts of things in previous episodes. So go back and listen to them too. She's been dishing out some great tips for us. Until next time, have a great day. Just a note before you go. This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.